Hello and welcome to the OTP, the one true podcast for fanfiction readers, writers, and lovers. I'm your host and mod, Enthusiasm Girl. So this is a very unusual episode, a bonus episode really, part of our larger Marvel Civil War special that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks. We discussed Steve Rogers and then Tony Stark and their characterizations in the lead up to Civil War, and so I found myself being asked fairly frequently by fans of the show if I had actually seen Civil War and what I thought. So I wanted to share my thoughts on the movie with you. Also, I wanted to allow some of our contributors, including those who didn't get to be part of the Civil War special, to share their thoughts on Team Tony or Team Steve and where they think the MCU fandom is going to head now that the newest MCU movie has shaken that universe up a little bit. Obviously, this comes with a big fat spoiler alert. If you have not seen the movie yet, do not listen to this podcast. Even if you're thinking about it and don't care about spoilers, I would implore you not to, because there are a lot of small joys in the movie that really deserve to be enjoyed with fresh eyes. But if you have seen it, stay with us, and we're going to share our thoughts on what is technically Captain America 3 Civil War. And I promise you that after this, we will return to our regularly scheduled, not all Marvel all the time programming. So the first and most obvious question is, what did we actually think of the movie? Was it everything we wanted? Was it disappointing? Was it just okay? It seems like fandom has generally been really, really happy with it. Personally, I enjoyed it a lot. I'm going to go see it again, I think next weekend, to really give myself another chance to let it sink in and take it in, because to be honest, I went into it with very low expectations. As much as I do defend Age of Ultron based on certain aspects of it that I think are unfairly maligned, I was really let down by Age of Ultron. I felt like you could really hear the gears grinding in the Marvel machinery with that one. It just had too much going on, and so you didn't get a lot of the nice character moments and character growth, or moments when the plot could slow down and just revel in that wider universe it was a part of. My favorite moments in Age of Ultron were the scene with Thor's hammer at the beginning, because once the movie got going, it was all a bit clunky to me. So that's really what I expected from Civil War, because I knew that it was going to have to do a lot of things. Introduce Black Panther and reintroduce Spider-Man, which I wasn't happy about, and set things up for their movies and also give screen time to just every character under the sun, really. But it turned out to just be a blast. And it had all of the Tony feels that I really felt were missing from Age of Ultron, since it didn't feel obligated to be a movie that was centered around anyone but Tony and Steve the way that Age of Ultron did. So I had been wanting the Tony feels, and this movie really brought them. And I mean, the Marvel fic I've been most interested in and have written about has been about Tony's relationship with his parents and him coming to terms with their passing, and specifically his mother. And so the fact that it didn't ignore the implication in Winter Soldier about his parents being murdered was just mind-blowing to me. To have had it be so specifically at Bucky's hands, not via something impersonal either, like a sniper shot or a car accident, but have it be really and truly at his hands, was just such an impressive and impactful choice to me. And to have Tony kind of say to him, you know, "You killed my mother," or "He killed my mother," really felt to me like an acknowledgement of how important she was to him, which was amazing. And the CGI to make Robert Downey Jr. look younger was just fantastic. I also thought it was really nuanced in how it portrayed the major concern that the team went to war over, both Tony's side and Steve's side. It was certainly fairer to Tony, I thought, than the comics. That arc there, and I thought it ultimately served Bucky and Steve really well, given that it's technically supposed to be a Captain America movie. I also enjoyed that none of the characters felt like they were thrown in without good reason. Sam Wilson got a couple of really great lines, he got to use his powers in new ways, the introduction of Red Wing, and fights where the flying became just really important. Scott Lang ended up being central to the largest action set piece in the movie in the airport fight in a really surprising and fun way, showing off his new giant ability. And Rhodey got some great moments, which I really wasn't expecting. And Wanda and Vision both got a great hint at a future romance that was introduced in a way where you immediately understood the connection that they shared. So that's a lot of things that I enjoyed about it, but that is what I thought. Now let's hear from a few contributors and get some different opinions. So we'll start with one that's very different. We've got our contributor DJ, who overall enjoyed it, but was also very frustrated by the logic and implications of the Sokovia Accords.
I hated it. The thing is, it was a very good movie, but the general conceit of the movie I did not buy. And as a result, I was basically frustrated through the whole movie. And I was like, okay, so a really funny, good action scene is going on, but I'm still so frustrated. This is so stupid. I can't suspend disbelief about this plotline. And it's really affecting my ability to enjoy any of the movie. It wasn't until like the last third where they got away from the Accords and towards just the stuff with Bucky's past, which we knew from Winter Soldier. They're like, it's a big revelation. And I was like, no, you said it in Winter Soldier. It's not a big revelation. He killed Howard Stark. It's only a revelation to Tony. So I think on the rewatch, I will enjoy it a lot more because I'll be prepared and I'll be like, all right, so I have to let some things go to enjoy everything else.
So that was DJ's thoughts. Now let's hear from somebody else who had maybe some different things to say. One of our new contributors coming up who you haven't even heard from yet on the show, Rachel.
First of all, I really, really loved it, really enjoyed it, more than I thought I was going to, actually. I'm a Marvel Cinematic Universe fan who actually has a lot of unpopular opinions about it. I liked Age of Ultron. I did not like Winter Soldier at all. I thought it was extremely boring. So I was surprised that I liked Civil War as much as I did. And I thought that although it was very crowded, I felt like it was pretty balanced in terms of how much screen time various characters got and did a lot of work for a lot of the characters. You know, I wasn't thrilled with every single thing. I thought Tony's whole thing with the woman in the elevator was a little hokey. It was a little bit heavy-handed, but I still sort of bought into his larger kind of desire to sign the Sokovia Accords. So all in all, I still thought it worked.
Here's one of our contributors from the Team Steve episode, Lita, with her thoughts.
I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was the best Avengers movie, perhaps. I was a little disappointed that we didn't actually save anybody after all of that fighting. Like, there was all this fighting and there was no actual threat to the world that we were protecting everybody from. So that was a little strange. But I liked all of the team dynamics. I liked seeing everybody together. I liked Bucky being brainwashed. One of my favorite things.
Chris from our Team Tony episode also enjoyed the movie. Let's hear what she had to say.
I loved it. I thought it was excellent. I thought, pick your 5 minutes of Civil War. Any 5 minutes were better than Ultron. There was lots of character stuff. Everybody had a ton of agency. There were so many decisions. There were so many complex character interactions happening on screen. I can't believe they got in that much character in that time, especially with such a large cast. So anybody, pick your character. There's going to be a ton of room to write fan fiction, to work in on any of these characters. There's just a ton of space. Plenty of Tony feels, plenty of Bucky feels, oh my god, plenty of Steve. Everybody got the crap beat out of them in this movie and then were brave and strong at the end. It was wonderful. That scene towards the end in the Russian base, everyone knows the scene, watching the security footage. That was perfect. That was, Tony completely lost it. Finally, completely, completely lost it, and for completely understandable reasons, with the PTSD and Pepper stuff and guilt and Rhodey, God Rhodey, and then watching his stuff with his parents, you totally understand why he absolutely lost it. Bucky was perfect. He was the perfect balance between everybody leave me alone, I just want to eat plums, and oh wow, I'm super screwed up and guilty and horrible over all these things I did, and also, hey look, I'm totally badass and no one's getting to Steve without going through me. The only things I questioned in the movie were Steve's decision to withhold that info from Tony. I don't see how he could possibly have thought that was going to go well. It was Tony Stark. Of course, it was going to come out at some point that Winter Soldier and or Hydra was responsible for Tony's parents' deaths. At some point that was going to come out. Maybe not as graphically as it did in the film, but at some point that was going to come out. I cannot back Steve's decision to not have that conversation with Tony before it turned into this shit show. I also question Tony's decision to trust Ross. Like, I totally 100% get behind why Tony thinks there need to be sanctions. There absolutely need to be. But Ross might not be the person to do it, and I would think that Tony, especially with his tight with Bruce as he'd been, would not have backed Ross as the leader of this whatever. It really bothers me that he didn't have any issue, that he didn't seem to have any issues with Ross after all of the crap that Ross has pulled.
One thing that seemed universal, even among the people who had some issues with Civil War, was an absolute adoration and love for the two new characters who Civil War introduced, which are Spider-Man and Black Panther. Here's DJ, who, as you heard, didn't necessarily love Civil War, talking about how she now feels about Spider-Man.
Any enthusiasm I may have for Spider-Man, I thought was completely killed off by the gamut of Spider-Man movies and the Spider-Man musical. And then it was reborn with this Spider-Man. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, this seems like fun.
Contributor Renee also had great things to say about Tom Holland and Spider-Man.
I'll tell you something. This was the first time I recognized the Spider-Man that was in the comics when I used to read Spider-Man. I mean, obviously they went for a little more of an ultimate feel, Ultimate Spider-Man, with this one versus, you know, a slightly older Spider-Man. And I thought Tom Holland did a really, really good job capturing that jittery, nervous, but wanting to do the right thing Peter Parker that's in the Ultimates Spider-Man.
The other new character, Black Panther, I suspect he was more of a surprise to people who don't read Marvel Comics. He was one of my favorite parts of Civil War, and he's a less well-known character. His upcoming solo movie, at least, was a bit less anticipated than the new Spider-Man, but Chadwick Boseman in the character made a pretty huge impression on me. I was immediately impressed with how compelling T'Challa was. I adored the way that he was immediately distinctive from the other Avengers, even just through the fighting style and usage of sound cues to imply stealth. So I am now really, really excited for the Black Panther movie. Job well done there, Marvel. And other contributors were similarly in love. Let's hear again from Rachel.
I thought he had a really good arc in the movie, probably actually the most successful sort of individual character arc in the movie, in my opinion.
DJ similarly really loved Black Panther.
He was like the highlight of the movie. It was the best way to introduce a new Marvel character. It was like, by the way, there's this other guy. You're going to care about him a lot in his upcoming movie because he kicks ass here.
Now we're going to move on, and I actually want to talk about Civil War from the perspective of what everyone is listening in here for, which is fan fiction. What kind of fic did our contributors immediately want when they left the theater? I want to talk about all the great opportunities for fic that now exist post-Civil War. From my point of view, I immediately had Peter and Tony feels. I think if I do write a post-Civil War fic, those are the two characters it will be about. I would love to read fic about that relationship with Tony as a mentor figure and Peter figuring out high school while all this is going on. But I also know that, honestly, that's what the Spider-Man movie is going to give me, which is so super exciting. I would also read the heck out of some Tony and Aunt May smut. Now, not romance, mind you, smut, where Peter is just really weirded out by Tony staying overnight and is traumatized or scandalized by the whole thing, and Tony makes many uncle jokes to Peter. I'm also hopeful that maybe Civil War will lead to more Ant-Man fic being written, now that the wider audience has hopefully fallen in love with Scott Lang and is possibly revisiting that movie or seeing it for the first time, in the same way that the Avengers drew a lot of people back to Captain America or Thor who hadn't seen them. I've always wanted more fic about Scott and Sam as a ship. Him calling Scott Tic Tac in the movie delighted me. Or I really want fic about Luis from Ant-Man because I adore him. He and Scott met in jail, everybody. That's possibly the best setup for Slash you could really ever have. So I'm hoping more people go backwards to Ant-Man from Civil War. But let's hear some other opinions. I know one person who you didn't hear their opinion on Civil War had a lot of opinions about the kind of fic that they actually are already writing post-Civil War, which is Birdie.
Well, immediately I wanted Fix It to make the ending, you know, a little less sad. Also, I was really focused, still am, on what the Accords actually mean in terms of the wider MCU. So not just the characters who are shown in the movie, but I was already starting to think, how does this affect characters like Daredevil and Jessica Jones and all that? How does this affect everybody else? And I wanted Spider-Man fic. He was so adorable. I wanted Spider-Man fic.
Renee also expressed an interest in seeing fic about the Sokovia Accords and some of those political ramifications.
I would like to see some really good sort of fanfic that explores the political situation that the movie universe has developed. Of course, the new characters and all that stuff. Looking forward to Black Panther, obviously. And then sort of on the relationship side with the fic writers, I expect a lot more fic exploring the relationship between Tony and Cap. And of course, for the Slash fic, there's just going to be tears and romance and hate sex and all those fine things.
Talking to Lita, she actually also had some really strong opinions about the kind of fic that she came out of the theater really wanting.
Yeah, so Bucky and Natasha was the first thing that I thought I wanted fanfic about. I actually went and like posted on Tumblr, here's the list of things I want fanfic about for this movie. The number one was Bucky and Natasha. Number two, I really liked Steve and Sharon, actually. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it was super cute. I don't usually like super cute stuff in fanfic, but I would totally read cute fanfic about them. And I really liked Wanda and Natasha and Sharon were all really badass in this movie. So I would love to see more about the three of them doing stuff together and getting to know each other. Like, we saw a little bit of the new Avengers compound and like Steve and Wanda and Vision hanging out. We didn't really see Wanda and Natasha interact very much. I think that would be interesting to see. Just more about the, like, kind of pre-movie, the new Avengers compound kind of stuff. Like, just all of them. How did they get to know each other? What was their training like? Sam and Rhodey getting to know each other? Because they are clearly had worked together too, and we didn't really see them work together in the previous movies.
And finally, let's just hear a little more from Chris about the kind of fan fiction she is now looking for.
I definitely, as far as fanfiction from here on out, envision and have read a number of, like, Team Cap post this movie fix, them hanging out and healing and getting stuff done in Wakanda before Bucky makes the decision to go cryo or after, once they figure out how to deprogram him. Anybody who is a Cap-Bucky fan will absolutely, there's just no end. Cap-Bucky, Cap-Falcon, Cap-Falcon-Bucky, Cap-Bucky-Widow, you know, there's just no end. There's going to be plenty of fic of Tony dealing with all of his shit. There's plenty of material here for Tony Steve shippers. It's a damn field day for Tony Rhodey shippers as well. All the hurt comfort. I want Rhodey to help Tony deal. He's got a lot of stuff to deal with, and a number of them are like soldiery type things to deal with that I feel like Rhodey would be really useful. And so maybe he'll get to work through some of that with Rhodey now, hopefully in the fanfiction at least, since he's working so closely with Rhodey while Rhodey is healing physically. I think Tony needs Pepper really bad. He needs she's such a calming, stabilizing, dominant influence in his life. I think he needs a hug and a pat on the head really bad. So I'm hoping that there's a ton of fan fiction out there, will be, of Tony bridging the gap and coming to Pepper or whatever and dealing with their stuff there. So yeah, there was just nothing but love and potential in the future for all of these things. You know, this movie closed nothing down. It only opened doors. It only opened possibilities. MCU fandom is a bright, shiny horizon of possibilities, in my opinion, and I need to go rewatch this movie.
So that was a great summation of where MCU fandom, I think, is at right now from Chris. Over the moon, ready to write fic. And I'm really happy that we did this little three-parter, and that brings it to a close. A great thank you to all of our contributors who chatted with me on very short notice to put this little bonus episode together. I hope you enjoyed the whole series of MCU podcasts that we did. I hope that you will join us on our Dreamwidth at otpodcast.dreamwidth.org to keep talking about the MCU and the fic you love within it. Again, you can share prompts there, talk about Team Tony or Team Steve. And as a reminder, you can always find us on Tumblr as OT Podcast and AO3 as the_OTP. Please check out our fic recs from these last couple of episodes if you need a really good MCU fix. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher. And as always, I'm going to leave it off by saying your kink is not my kink, and that's okay. Or, for the last time in this series, your side of the war is not my side of the war, and that's okay. We can all get along. Make love, not war, everybody.